Tanner Gentry's trying to block Gentry people. Tanner Gentry
had a whole lot of screen time. Not a lot of targets.
No, because he's covered.
Yeah. Jimmy Smith is one of the best in the league, and Kyle Fuller is playing like one of the better ones in the league. So if you got guys playing at a high level across from you and you're no good, it's going to look like that.
And the thing is, though, they're in man. Like, just get off the jam. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a
time where you. It was cover one most of the game.
Yes, they're in man. And they're still trying to run picks. Pick routes, and they've got a little diamond bunch formation.
Yeah, get off a jam and put your hand up.
Swim move. Slap his hands out of the way. Punch him in the neck.
Hey, when Kendall Wright decleats T-Sizzle, you know what kind of day it's going to feel like. That's one of those ones where you like actually tell your coach to take me out the game because he's going to come and kill me.
Update, and we're staying right here, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you my Mitch Trubisky developmental hiccup theory.
Okay.
Okay?
Looking forward to it.
And we'll take Cubs calls.
The Dodgers are up on the Cubs 2-0 in the NLCS. Keep it here as we continue to analyze this series. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tomorrow. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Cubs and Dodgers will play Game 3 at Wrigley Field tomorrow night. And even though the Cubs trail in the NLCS 2-0, Jason Hayward says some minor adjustments should get the Northsiders back in this thing.
Keep pushing, just make adjustments. And what I mean that, when I say that, I don't mean just do anything drastic. Just you know, just pay attention to some detail and see how they're approaching us and attacking us and go from there.
Starting pitchers tomorrow night will be Kyle Hendricks and Yu Darvish. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock. In football, Bears got their first road win since 2015. They're now 2-4 on the season. Bears will have tomorrow off before turning their attention to Carolina in Week 7. Elsewhere in the league, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers could be done for the year. He broke his collarbone in yesterday's loss to the Vikings. Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has been cleared by doctors to begin practicing. He's been out for over a year with that horrific knee injury. He could be activated in the next week or two. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee right here on The Score. Blackhawks are off until Wednesday. The Bulls are off until they open the regular season on Thursday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the games, serving game day food and drink specials. Sign up for your chance to win a jersey during all Chicago Pro games. Visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock. Right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein & Golf Show.
Tariq Cohen joins us before the season's over. Will you throw a pass, and have you at any point in practice run that formation where you throw a pass?
Don't know if I'm able to discuss those details.
That's a yes.
There it is. There it is.
Second down and 11. Back to throw on the pitch to Cohen into the end zone. Lobs it to Zach Miller. Right corner of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. They toss to Cohen. Tariq goes up in the air with Cunningham chest to chest. Oh, yeah. The little guy is big man on campus. His first NFL passing touchdown.
Before I threw that, I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, I'm about to be the shortest player ever. Throw a touchdown.
1934, the guy's name is Wee Willie Smith.
Wee Willie? Shout out to Wee Willie. I'm Wee Reek.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
An interesting game yesterday at M&T Bank Stadium where Army played Navy. No, actually, two offensive coordinators who did not want their quarterbacks throwing the football. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show. We are talking Cubs posts, like game two and then pre for game three tomorrow on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. And Facebook Live is right there for you. Jump in the chat right now. It's all brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918.
With the Aaron Rodgers injury, The Bears at 2-4 are going to do what any NFL team does in the season, and they're going to tell themselves that they're in it, right? They are going to look at a struggling and possibly injured Matthew Stafford, looking at a Minnesota team against which they competed, and they will tell themselves that they're in it.
Well, John Fox would definitely tell himself that.
Indeed. Now, this is something we're going to talk to Dan Pompey and Rich Campbell about later on in the show, too, Zach Zaman as well, because I don't know where the restrictor plate is on this offense. My guess is it's John Fox, that Dowell Loggins would loosen things up and let things roll a little bit more than John Fox wants to.
It seems like they haven't even given the kid the chance
correct.
To audibleize, too.
Correct.
Because he can't get out of plays when they're 9 men in a box.
But if, in fact, the Bears have even the most outside reasonable opportunity to think they're in it, doesn't that change your developmental rope that you're going to give Mitchell Trubisky?
Because it's about how much you think he helps you win, though.
Correct.
If you're both those guys.
I look,
right?
There's a lot of ways to interpret this.
Because at some point, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, somebody's going to say, like the Ravens did.
Well, they are with Tariq.
Well, the Ravens didn't do a good job of having like gap integrity, but somebody's going to put 9 players in the box that could actually play and slow that running game down.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle, let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. He needs to understand the interception that he threw against Minnesota. Maybe he won't throw that again, right? Because he's got to. It takes time and it takes mistakes, which you mentioned were filters, mm-hmm. to calibrate your targeting computer, to know what is open and what is not open on this level. You've got to make mistakes to do that. And it's possible that maybe you get further away from a Super Bowl, and because you get further away from allowing some of that latitude because you're so concerned now about being competitive, about winning games, playing defensive football, because you might have a decent defense.
Is there? No, I think they got more than decent defense. We talked about how they should be middle of the pack a little bit better this year, especially another year under Fangio system and adding a couple of players. And Keem Hicks is just devastating offensive lines, no matter who he's playing against. I love watching him ball. But
and actually, I thought Leonard Floyd was really good, too, because
he was damn good.
He was dropping into coverage in a blink. And that, again, the holding penalty.
The play that Christian Jones led up on, the touchdown, that was Leonard Floyd 2 series prior, where Joe Flacco was like, uh-oh, and then he threw the interception because of that. We were talking about it. We all went to Terry's house yesterday. And by the way, for everybody who's wondering, Terry's doing great. We hung out with Terry for a little bit, had some ribs, had some chicken, had some beer, you know, shot the bleep for a little bit and hung out and watched Bears football. But that play where the interception is thrown, you go back and look at it, 86 comes in on one of those motions where if you're booting to the opposite side, he's supposed to be open. It's an old Michigan play, too. Bo Schembechler and Lloyd Carr and all those dudes used to run it with Aaron Shea back in the day. And Leonard Floyd keeps his eyes, keeps his integrity, and doesn't chase the ball and stays right there with the tight end. And Joe Flacco then has to look to his intermediate target. Next thing you know, you got an interception. So Tanny made the joke, too, like, but he didn't get the sack. Like, for the guys who are looking for the crazy numbers, Leonard Floyd has been making some terrific plays. But on the Mitch point, are there different ways to develop a guy like this?
Sure.
Like, you want him to be the guy who you can hand the playbook to and say, hey, our running game is down, our special team sucks, go win this game in year 3, year 4, right? You know, here's 34, 33 pass attempts, go win this game for us. You want him to be that guy at some point because that's what the best in the game are. Are there separate steps or is there a different way? Is there an elevator and is there a staircase to development? You know, are we going to take the stairs or are we going to take the elevator? The elevator is...
As long as Mitch is holding your hand.
Because I'm scared of steps.
You got to have a Mitch hold your hand.
If you go to Twitter, you know what the joke is, because there's a picture of Donald Trump needing help up steps by Mitch McConnell. That's why
it was kind of cute.
This. Yeah, he's helping his buddy out. Yeah. His buddy who's deathly afraid of anything.
It was kind of sweet.
You know, anything physical or breathing hard at any time. So if you're taking the elevator, that means that the Bears are out of it and they know they're out of it And now it's time to just start force feeding him the playbook. Like you said, make the mistake that you know you're going to make. If you're taking the stairs, it's let him be the play action quarterback that Trevor Siemian got away with for the first 5 weeks of the season.
The 630 says, you made Terry watch the Bears? You monster. The 309 says, I thought Terry was never going to watch Bears football again.
He had us over it. Expressly to watch the game and then to watch the Cubs game. I had to leave before the Cubs game, though.
Southside Brian, you're on the score. What's up, Brian?
Hi, fellas. I just wanted to touch on the Joe Maddon conversation.
Okay.
I find that Joe Maddon gets ejected in those situations to protect Wilson Contreras. Wilson is a very young and a very aggravated player at times with when it comes to umpires and things of that nature, that I think Joe does that to get...
Hey, Brian, remind me, was Wilson going ham on that play? Like, was he going crazy in that moment?
No, he wasn't.
Right.
You know what? He wasn't going ham on that play, but you wonder how much it stays in his head. And even with Schwarber and left, okay, a lot of young players, I just wonder if he does that to end that whole...
But they still need you. They still need you in the dugout,
right,
though.
Exactly. Manage over it. I understand
where you're going with it, Brian. And that may be a thought, and that may be why he's doing it. But he still needs you. You don't get to call out of this game.
Yeah, NIU Dave says the argument made no sense. Not only was the rule interpreted in New York, any reviews decided in New York, whether fair ball and a home run or how a rule is violated or not violated, it's like Joe wanted to use that stage to fire up his team, which is Bush League. Stay in the dugout and find a way to manage around it.
Yeah, they need you still.
Yeah.
They need you. It's like the dude who gives up 5 runs and is like, all right, I'm going to get thrown out of this game. No, we might need you to wear it. Keep, stay in this. There's a playoff game too. Like, what happened to... Dude, I think about all the things that went wrong during that game and also in game one, and his bullpen didn't help him out. So Joe's got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide until they win these next two games or if they win these next two games.
Here's a different Joe in Mundelein on the score. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my phone call.
Hello, Joe.
How great you guys both are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First time caller, and just had a question for you guys. If you could help me to understand this with Rizzo and, you know, other players, when the chips are down and the Cubs can't score runs and they're doing the shift, why doesn't Rizzo or other players, why don't they bunt into that shift? You know they're going to get on base to start
you want him to try to hit a home run, first of all. Second of all, as has been researched by people much smarter than I, easier said than done. It's just not that easy to get the proper
and the
bunt
pitchers,
down.
And the pitcher's not pitching towards your bunt power as well. Like he's not putting the ball out there on that side of the plate so you can push it to the third
and
base.
And anybody who could put a run or more on the board with one swing of the bat should be given a chance to do that. What's happening now is when a team, and I noticed this especially with the Cubs, when the Cubs struggle offensively, it's like the magic shotgun with the Bears. The people reach out to either benching good players in favor of bad players, or we take numerous calls about bunting.
The panic calls.
We're in the Cubs panic zone here. And those
or the panic room.
Is that
Jody Foster in the panic room?
Panic room, right. Yeah. Panic zone is NWA.
Well, but if Jody Foster and NWA get in the room.
I got a party. All of a sudden. DOC shows up with the eight balls and we're good. But if we were able to chronicle the during tough times for the Bears offense, the answer was always, why don't they use the shotgun? And it became the magic shotgun. And now the magic shotgun is Cody Whitehair snapping it into orbit because that's a problem for America.
This is 3 weeks.
This is three weeks. Cody might have to go to old like center reboot.
He may have the yips.
Place. He could have
the shotgun yips.
The jeeps.
The yeeps.
My man's got the jeeps.
Yeah, he might have the shotgun yips.
My kid actually said that the other day. He's like, hey, Dad, I think Lester's got the jips. I said, do you mean the yips?
Yeah, take it easy.
I said, it's called the yips. He goes, are you sure? I said, yes, it's the yips, unless you're Ozzie Guillen.
And the piranha.
Right, yeah, unless you're turning into Ozzie Guillen. Hey, man, I got the jeeps.
Olin talked about it on the post-game show, how there's been moments where, you know, it's like a golf swing.
Ooh.
And when you lose it, you got to take it back to the lab.
Yep.
He also said that he thinks the ball is too close. I don't want to speak for Olin. I hope he's listening right now. We're big fans of his. He said the ball was too close to his feet as well. Like there's not enough separation in terms of the length. Like when you look at a center, you think, all right, he kneels over the ball and he just puts it back
pick up
there.
Ball, right, hold ball but, up to
but,
ass.
But I'm sure.
But right?
But I'm sure there's a lot more fundamentals and a lot more technique that is involved. And he mentioned it with Big Cat yesterday how, yeah, sometimes it's like a golf swing. Once you lose it, you know, you gotta take it back to the range.
But I digress. The Cubs just have to bunt more is the equivalent panic call to the Bears have to run more shotgun. And that somehow will solve everything.
Before you press a button.
Yes.
630.
Yes.
Over under on this show lasting even a year. I'll take the under. Stop Cub hating. Y-O-U-R. You're the flagship station for the Cubs. Well,
I'd like that person to call in instead of texting.
Well, come on. You know this is the way that people give out their cowardly, you know.
Stop Cub hating.
I didn't know we were Cub hating. Did the Cubs do something that we aren't aware of, that we aren't extolling the virtues of?
In Logansport, Indiana, Ken is on the score.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. That other caller earlier talked about putting Brian on the bench. My guy, that's the last thing you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was from. But anyway, the person I'd like to see is Ian Happ.
All right. Why do you want to see Ian Happ?
Why? Well, I'll tell you, he's only had 5 plate appearances in the playoffs so far, so he hasn't been around much. And I just...
So you want to see him because you haven't seen him?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You want to see a little bit more of Leonis Martin as well?
I like the guy's grit. And when he came up, I mean, he's won ball game for the Cubs. He's hit home runs and key times, key games. I just like to see Joe find a spot.
Who do you want to sit down for him, Ken?
Well, how about putting him in center field as one option? I don't want to take Baez out at second base because Baez is too good with double plays.
JJ's had some decent at bats these last 2 games, though. I could be wrong, but no.
Yeah, it's just, I think, again, we're in the...
And Al Almora, you know.
I think we're in the, I haven't seen this guy play,
right, so
and therefore
play.
Things would be better if this guy played situation. This
Thank
segment,
you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. It is a Bears Monday on Bernstein and Goff.
Yes.
It is a Cubs Monday on Bernstein.
I gotta stop clapping there because people are going to think I'm Cub-hating.
And Goff. So we are breaking down everything that happened over the weekend. In just a little bit, Zach Zaidman is going to join us. He is at Hallis Hall, and he's got information on what the Bears thought of that victory, where they think they are right now. Are they back? Are they competitive?
2-4.
They're 2-4.
Yeah.
And dreaming big dreams.
Yeah, last 5 games going to go 5-5, so go 7-9 and mess up the draft pick. Yeah.
He's Jason
No Derwin Goff. James, no James Washington, no Deion Kane.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
The NLCS is back in Chicago for the 3rd consecutive year. So come out to Holtz in Park Ridge Wednesday night from 7:30 to 10:30 for a Tito's Vodka Watch Party. Join the Score's Nick Shepkowski as we cheer on the Cubs. Grab some Score swag and enter to win great prizes. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by GNC. Live well. There's no sugarcoating this one. Seeing Aaron Rodgers go down and out with that broken collarbone is terrible. Ask his teammate Randall Cobb, quote, "It's devastating, no question about it," end of quote. Absolutely devastating for Rodgers, for the Packers, and for the NFL. I know the league's unofficial motto is next man up, but you can't next man up Aaron Rodgers. There is no next man, because as nice as Brett Hundley was at UCLA, he's not Aaron Rodgers. Nobody is, and the Packers are not the Packers without him. Look, football's a violent game, but this is a tough, tough break for the league to see one big name after another go down. Better put Tom Brady in bubble wrap and only break him out for the games, because people want to see the stars, and what they don't want to see is a league of backups. I'm Jim Rome.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCNL and docking, includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available at each price. Example of 30% off, then HN362203. 2017 Nissan Sentra, then HY344792. Finance offered with approved credit. Seal percentage $13,89 per month for 1,000 bob and a little sale prices. Max finance is $10,000 on select models.
Join Royal Fox Country Club in St. Charles this Sunday for the annual Royal Fox Wedding Expo, featuring dozens of vendors, entertainment, and raffle prizes. Everything you need for the big day. For information, visit RoyalFoxCC.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Yasiel with an RBI double in the fifth inning. Put the Dodgers on the board for the first time. And that one is hit high and deep to left field. Schwarber can't find it, and he's at the wall. It's gone! Just over the fence! A wall scraper, and Yasiel Puig has given the Dodgers a two-run lead.
And he's coming out for his own curtain call. I don't know if they really wanted him to come out, but he comes out anyway. Tongue wagging at all.
He probably said, hey, people, that deserved.
Don't hate my swag.
Puig, your friend, too. That's
don't hate my swag, hashtag 66. By the way, the Cubs have led this postseason in not just wall scraper home runs, but guys who are like, couldn't get to it.
And
Kyle. Like, I don't expect a lot of explosion out of Zobrist because I feel like every time he jumps or moves, he's going to like crumble into a pile of dust. But that thing was like, all right, I guess you guys get a home run on that one.
Well, don't forget Hap twisting under the basket, turning over the opposite shoulder just as it landed in the basket.
Like, I need
right?
to see Al Mora or Jay Hay get out there and climb a wall, make an athletic play, something like that. There are a lot of salty-ass Cup fans for some reason.
Wow,
I don't know what's going on. You guys should be taking this like Nicky the Kid is. Nick Szczepkowski is taking this in stride. He knows that his team is coming back now for a couple of games at their venue, and everything might be fine.
Or maybe the Dodgers are better than the Cubs. I kind of think they are.
No, their bullpen is amazing.
Sometimes it happens.
And their best hitters are hitting like their best hitters should.
I might say tighten.
Yeah. Well, things have
tighter.
Things have definitely gotten tightened.
Tighter.
When you got a guy warming up. Why was Hector Rondon just getting in his workout? Is that what it is? He's looking at his Fitbit like, all right, I'm at 125 beats per minute. All right, I'm good. I'm good. Just getting the calories out. You know, I had an egg salad sandwich earlier. I want to sweat that out.
When you have these meetings with Theo and Jed and Chris Bosio and everybody else, I hope you're being honest.
I hope you're being honest about things.
Roster the players you're going to use. Don't roster players you're not going to use. Yeah. Even when warm and ready to go. Why is he warming?
Why you put John Lackey in a situation that he's never been in before? Back-to-back days.
I don't know. Joe and Aurora, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, just want to get your quick opinion on something. I heard out of the rumor that the Steelers, Martavis Bryant, receiver, he's, I guess, wanting a trade. I was wondering if you guys think the Bears should pursue him.
You know, I don't know. I heard that this morning, too. I don't know what kind of dude he is. And he has had his issues with his youth off the field and with his quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, who has got more standing than one Mitchell Trubisky right now. And I hate to sound like that guy. I don't want to mess up the Mitch thing. I don't want to put a guy with him yet who has earned some bona fides in the NFL. Like, I'd like to drop a fresh rookie stud in that room with Mitchell Trubisky. Martavis Bryant has, you know, he's earned a little bit of swag in the NFL, a little bit of throw me the damn ball because of his talent. He's a talented dude. But I don't know. I don't know. And plus, there's some issues that over the last couple of years have popped up. I believe he got popped for a 4-game suspension.
Yeah, I'd like to know more
because of
about
marijuana or substance abuse or something like that.
I'd like to know more about what's going on. But that's why the Tanner Gentry promotion seemed to me to be like, hey, these guys seem to have a thing. They seem to work well together.
They were thrown together on a third team,
right?
and then now you're playing against first teamers.
Right, the preseason connection. People seem to like that. But let's try to make. On one level, somebody could argue that to have an actual starting NFL receiver would make his life easier. Yeah, it's possible, but it also might throw something in there that at this point isn't going to give you, on balance, a full advantage. And that's, with that in mind, too, back to all the angry texters about Joe Madden stuff, like you can't question your manager.
Oh, dude, it's all or nothing nowadays.
Joe's not a great tactician. And it has that reputation, those shields have kind of been blown off the Starship Joe a while ago. It's questioning his tactics in the moment is not the same as saying you want a different manager.
Well, these are
there's a lot of things that Joe's really good at, and over 162, the way he creates a culture, the way he creates belief, and the way he doesn't get too high or too low, Joe is a really good manager. He has some issues tactically.
Some moments.
Yeah. He had them last year. He had them this year.
And the more you manage and the more times that you are put on the big stage, the magnifying glass will be out for you more.
I'm just not sure who these fans are that are this
from the 630. You two effing clowns have no idea what you're talking about. You don't know the players. You don't know anything about managing baseball. Donkeys. I guess we're the donkeys. Who else should we have managing the Cubs, morons? Well, nobody's saying first of all, you can't fire a manager in the postseason. I don't know. I know you haven't visited the postseason a whole hell of a lot as a Cubs fan, so maybe you're not aware of this, how transactions can go down in the postseason. They can't. You can't fire a guy in the middle of a postseason run, and nobody's saying fire anyone. But when things happen, it's kind of like the Patriot question. You know, are you a true patriot if you question the government, or are you a true patriot that follows everything that the government says? Well, in this instance, it's all about what kind of fan you like, what kind of flavor you like. Because
if you need your apple polished for you to be happy all the time,
you just got a World Series too.
Right.
I mean, like,
if the only way for you to be happy is to have people tell you things,
oh, there's places for
happening.
That.
Yeah,
there are places for that.
You want cheerleading? There are places for cheerleading.
Big screaming bald heads for that. Guys who questioned the rebuild while it was going on, and now can't wait to have their cubby blue tassels pinched by everyone. Yeah, there's places for that. You can lie to yourself if you want to, but you know who I'm talking about.
Scoreboard update.
Sorry,
it's 2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. Coach Fitz and the Cats back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Iowa. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. NLCS Game 3 between the Cubs and the Dodgers will take place tomorrow night at Wrigley Field. Dodgers currently leading the series 2-0 after last night's 4-1 win over the Cubs in L.A. Kyle Hendricks will face off with Yu Darvish. Game 3 between the Yankees and Astros tonight. Houston leads the series 2-0. CC Sabathia taking on Charlie Morton in this one. Meanwhile, the Bears got their first road win in 2 years in overtime against Baltimore yesterday. They'll take on Carolina in week 7. Meanwhile, the Steelers wide receiver Martavis Bryant asking for a trade. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis at Tennessee right here on The Score. And in college basketball, Louisville's Board of Athletics has officially voted to terminate Rick Pitino's contract. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and flu is the flu brings a fever. So be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. It was a hell of a sports day yesterday. You get up, you watch what I thought was a really entertaining Bears game.
It was quick, too, because they were running the ball.
They kept
handing the ball off.
My bar is low. And as I wrote, because of learned helplessness, because I'm at this point, if I can get to the end of the 3.5 hours not feeling bad about it, that's a win for me. Like, not regretting the time I spent. And it's good meatball time for me.
It's been hard the last 6 years.
And I need meatball time. I need screaming stuff. What are you doing? Yeah. And, like, knowing that it doesn't mean anything, but just compartmentalized in that time while watching the game, I love being an idiot meatball fan. Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
I usually don't watch the game around people, so a lot of that was seeping out of me while I was around the fellas.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, Jay, hold in.
No.
Hold on, don't do. I get my John Gruden on. Now, you see that over there. Now, that's that.
Oh, like, you get all football-y?
Because I'm waiting for the replay. I'm like, did you guys just see that? No. Wait till they replay. And I'm like, Jay, don't ruin everybody else's moment. Everybody's just trying to have a beer and have some chicken and talk to Terry. Like, let's not, like, don't be what you are in the house around people. That's why I watch games by myself, because I am sitting there screaming. I'm like, Jace, did you see that? Like, you got to be able to open your hips or do whatever you have to. Like, I
give
saw
a couple
little...
years, he's gonna be throwing it right back at you. Dude. Like, he's gonna say, well, there's holding there, they didn't flag.
I hope not, because you can't have two of me in one house.
Jay, you're doomed.
Oh, no doubt.
You are doomed.
Oh, trust me, I'm very aware of that.
He is going to be pointing out line play. He's going to be saying, oh, that's illegal contact.
I hope
that should have been hands to the face.
I hope he's like, just, he's a soccer kid and he just wants to watch soccer. And, you know, no.
Whatever football is still left by the time.
His favorite toy is his little Louisville Slugger, though.
Dad, wake up. It's 5 a.m. Time for soccer. Right, Premier League time.
Right. Oh, dude. You have to go to all the bars with him, sing the songs. You know, you have Tottenham Hotspurs action going on. Yeah. We'll be somewhere at 7:30 with a brew.
Globe on Irving Park.
Right. Yeah, somewhere we're all decked out in our soccer gear. I'm half asleep because I would be playing basketball. Hopefully he goes that route, because the NFL just takes so much out of you. But that was a fun game.
I thought so, too. Rudy disagrees. He says, I'm not sure I'd call it entertaining Bears game. This league is trash.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure how we have video of the Miami offensive line coach doing blow in an office, but no video of Cody Whitehair and Joe Flacco apparently doing bong rips every TV timeout.
Yeah, Joe, after half, Joe was like, we're not going to win this game.
I don't think Joe told
quite the leaf, Danny.
No.
Straight to the hard stuff.
It's like between Flacco and Rivers, you know, Cutler at least did retire.
Yeah, Joe.
You
know, Joe got his ring.
Some of these
Joe
other,
got his check.
Some of these other dudes.
See your ass on Tuesday.
Didn't tell you they retired.
Joe Flacco had one of the most historic playoff runs ever. Was it 13 touchdowns and a pick? While everybody was acting like Ray Lewis was making every single play, and then since then, because I'm the guy like, oh, Joe's good. He's good. Check that out. And yesterday, boy. He didn't have a lot to throw to, but at least they had better than what Mitch had. Mitch was out there making plays when they allowed him to make some plays, when they weren't trying to cut the field in half. I mean, he keeps things alive the way a rookie with his athleticism should, and that's all you can ask for.
Zach Zaidman is next, and then at 3 o'clock, Joe Sheehan is going to give us his unvarnished objectivism regarding the Cubs and the Dodgers and more. Football, then baseball, it's going to be nonstop on a Bears and Cubs Monday and Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 till 9. Oh boy, the Dodgers are up 2-0 on the Cubs in the NLCS. Say it ain't so. There's lots more Cub Dodgers talk to come. And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3 tomorrow. Our extended pregame show starts at 6 sharp. It's all on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
It's the model year end savings event now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. All remaining 2017 Chevys have been tagged with extra savings. Hundreds of new Chevys at their best prices of the year. 2017 Silverados now available with $10,000 off MSRP or 25% off MSRP on select new Impalas, Sonics, and Sparks. And if that weren't enough for you, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. But you have to hurry. The remaining 2017s are going fast, so stop in today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Offer includes rebates and incentives available to all fine new roads.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Comes GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Horoscope. Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. The rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much, and they...
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
Kevin can rate CBS tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I told him the gates was locked. The gates locked. We in the lion den. The gates locked. They got the keys. We got to go take the keys. And we went and took the keys.
My man, not just street clothes P anymore. That's actual seeing playing time P. And to talk about that much, much more, it's time for us to do our Bears report with our guy, Zach Zabin, who had a hell of a lot of TV time via Fox yesterday. What up, Zach?
Man, thank goodness I had a good hair day, wore a nice suit as well with the tie.
The suit was looking good, man.
Yeah, the score's paying me some big time money, and I'm taking advantage of it. No question about it. Hey, Watch your language.
I'm sorry,
so,
buddy.
Pernell McPhee there was, I was talking to him after the game, and it was a big moment for him. First time he had an opportunity to play the Ravens since they let him walk as a free agent in 2015. And you guys know how John Fox has the guys, usually picks a guy before each game in the team hotel in the meeting the night before to deliver a speech to the rest of the squad.
It should be Pernell McPhee every week.
Otherwise,
you're doing it wrong.
Not really. So I asked him what he said in a way that he could describe on the air. So that's the clean version, I believe, of what he told the team. But whatever it was, it fired them up. You know, defensively, they came out roaring, and thankfully they were able to, at least for them, put together the kind of performance they needed to in overtime to find a way to win after squandering the 17-3 lead and avoiding the here-we-go-again type of situation that clearly was taking place at the end of regulation. So that was pretty cool. There were other very cool moments all throughout the game, and I think the thing that stands out to me is the ability to overcome. Now, granted, the Ravens gave them opportunities, but you know, that's the kind of game, the way the Ravens lost has usually been the MO for the Bears in terms of losses over the last 3 years. So I think that was a big thing for this young group. And I heard you guys talking coming into the segment about, you know, Joe Flacco and how he was an elite-level player during that playoff performance in which they ended up winning a championship and hasn't looked the same since. You know, part of the problem, and you see this around the NFL, is once you're forced to pay the quarterback big-time money, it's hard to complete the rest of your roster unless you're hitting home runs every single year in the draft.
Yeah, they drafted poorly, too.
Yeah, and the Ravens have had that issue. You know, Seattle's going through it now ever since they paid Russell Wilson. They don't have the protection up front for him. You know, we're going to find out pretty soon with the Raiders, now that they've paid Derek Carr, whether or not he truly is an elite-level quarterback. To me, what makes you elite is, can you still have your team operating at that optimum level after you get paid? Like Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay and Tom Brady in New England. Andrew Luck got big money. I know he's banged up now, but Andrew Luck got big money from Indianapolis, and they haven't been able to properly surround him with the talent. And that's why the window for the Bears, you know, this is the year where Mitchell Trubisky learns the NFL game, but this is a critical offseason for Ryan Pace and the Bears from the standpoint that you can't waste any time going out and spending money and bringing in big-time receivers to help this guy out. Because I know a lot was made about Tanner Gentry coming into that game yesterday, but they started Gentry and Tanner McBride against the Baltimore Ravens.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you can't have two Tanners.
Yeah, we had another Tanner that was shutting down the season.
Yeah, my head just went...
No problem.
But the point is, that's like going 9-on-11 against the Raiders, the Ravens defense. And that to me is a huge problem because they did not attempt to pass the ball. They really didn't. They made a commitment to the run, and rightfully so. I think that's the way you go to combat what the Ravens do defensively, which is give you a Rolodex of different looks, which can make it very, very hard for a rookie quarterback who hasn't seen those looks. So
let me ask you this, though, straight up. What's the limiting factor in the play calling? Is it Loggins or is it Fox? Is it Fox saying, Dowell, I know you want to do all this crazy stuff, and offensive coordinators get greedy and they think they can score on every play, but we're not going to play that kind of ball? Because we never know where John Fox starts and ends or what he actually does. But it's still, I think it's reasonable for me to think that Loggins, like any other offensive coordinator, is always trying to get big chunks and move the ball down the field, but this is Fox just playing the kind of football with which he's comfortable.
But I think it's Loggins, too. I think it's understanding what you need to do to try and win that game. And the Bears have issues at the receiver position. They knew they'd have difficulty getting guys open, and the way you would combat, and plus you have a quarterback who is inexperienced and hasn't seen the kind of looks that I'm sure Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, had prepared for him. So they tried to combat that with a heavy emphasis on the running game, and the fact that they were able to truly commit to it, even at times when it didn't look right, I think is a real credit to both Fox and Loggins. The other thing they tried to do is the quick tempo, so the Ravens wouldn't have an opportunity to substitute and wouldn't have enough time to give those exotic looks that would confuse a quarterback. So that's the way they felt they were best equipped to try and combat it. And getting back to the Flacco thing that you guys were talking about, he looked very ordinary when he didn't have, you know, he had receivers back when they won the championship. He didn't have receivers on the field yesterday. And and he looked ordinary, as most quarterbacks do when you don't have those guys on the edges that can go out and make some plays. And that's why, you know, when you look at Mitchell Trubisky's performance yesterday, the numbers don't say anything special. 8 of 16, 113 yards passing.
No, but I watched some big throws. I saw a guy who changes the launch point, who keeps a play alive. One play he kept alive a little bit too long. He clearly should have thrown it away. And even in the touchdown pass to Deion Sims, it was a late read.
Well, hold on. Let's listen to John Fox, okay, because a lot of times there are Foxyisms, and I'll give you plenty of those later on in this report, but this is John Fox really talking football about why he was impressed with Trubisky's performance. Take a listen.
He's made some great plays. I mean, you know, if you look at the snap over his head in the end zone, all right, there's probably only about five or six or seven quarterbacks in this league that could get out of that. You know, I go back to the touchdown pass to Deion. You know, he flushed, we adjusted, you know, and he dropped a dime in the end zone for a touchdown. You know, and then the play, obviously, at the end, where more than likely if we don't get that, we're probably punting, mm-hmm. you know, the play he made to Kendall. So, you know, I think Mitch played outstanding. You know, did he throw the ball 45 times? No. To me, that doesn't define outstanding.
He had six throwaways. I imagine you look at those a little different than your average fan might.
Right.
You look at that as...
Those are really good decisions, you know. Beat six interceptions for sure. You know, so, you know, there's a third and three play in the red area, low red. And it's a sprint out to our left. Wasn't all perfect, but he did the next best thing, and that's to throw it away. So those are really, really good decisions that I think sometimes maybe the casual or uncasual fan does not see.
Dan, what's an uncasual fan?
A formal
sport
fan?
Coat.
A semi-formal fan?
You know, maybe a button-up sport coat.
Black
some slacks.
Tie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of many Foxyisms today. I put a little montage together of all of them. Take a listen.
John, you look back at that the punt return that they took back.
I'm trying to...
Fourth quarter punt return for touchdown.
Oh, for a touchdown. I thought you said they took back. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you meant take it back literally, not take it back for a touchdown. Yeah. Well, I think, it, you know, from the mindset standpoint, it really helps when you win. You know, so there's some, everybody talks about confidence, you know, and there's kind of like, no kidding. You know, we are where we are. It's not changing, so I'm not complaining. Those are really, really good decisions that I think sometimes maybe the casual or uncasual fan does not see.
And that's why him talking about Trubisky earlier was so refreshing, because he didn't give you what you just heard for the last 30 seconds.
All right, let's get to nuggets and tidbits.
All right, the greatest nickname in my time covering the Bears Football Club was given to a player by another player yesterday. Akeem Hicks, who earlier this season called Tariq Cohen, I think, 4'9", then on Bears All Access this past weekend called him 3'2". Akeem Hicks called Adrian Amos, who had his first interception in 3 years as a National Football League player, he called him Spatula Hands.
Ouch.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. That's like what Jordan used to say about Dickie Simpkins. What do you say? Canoe paddles?
Oh, man. And by the way, the Bears, the only team in the National Football League with two players on the roster with a perfect passer rating of 158.3.
Hunter and your gadget running back.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
Shout out to Wee Willie Smith.
See you guys.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Zach. Zach Zaidman on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He joined us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Yeah, Tariq Cohen with a shout out to Wee Willie, although Wee Willie has been dead since 1996.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. We got Bears stuff you can jump in on. We got some Cubs things. I also want to talk a little bit about the TBS broadcast. We'll talk to Joe Sheehan at the top of the hour. Dan Pompey also in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay right here. Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hey Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Maddon. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game. 670 The Score.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Right now, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with $1969 due at signing. First month's payment due at signing, $0 security deposit, taxes and fees extra, or get 0% APR for 60 months.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. 0% APR for 60 months equals $1,667 per $1,000 finance. See dealer for details. Offers expire 10/31/17.
There's a season for everything. And right now, it's save up to 30% on appliances season at the Home Depot, with special buys on innovative appliances that do more, like a Maytag top freezer refrigerator with extra deep door bins to free up shelf space. It's just $498. You save $150. Savings are in season with up to 30% off appliances at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Horoscope. Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yasiel Puig and Turner Ward are a match made in heaven. And if Yasiel Puig any success, there's going to be a lot of, let's call it a bromance,
okay,
in the Dodger dugout here tonight. But
I don't care how long this series goes, Brian. I'm from the generation. There's going to be no bromance here.
That's unfortunate, Ron.
Yeah, Ron laying down the law. Get out of here.
I don't do any of that kind of stuff. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
But daisy-like ways.
Take that walking.
Ron, I didn't know he was a cowboy.
Hey.
Did not know.
About it.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Speaking of how about it, on the Facebook Live chat,
yeah.
I just jumped in to just check how people are doing.
Sure.
And there's always, there's just one weirdo who always.
Just like, one?
There's more than one, but there's one guy, and everybody on the chat knows who I'm talking about right now. And if you're not on there, go to Facebook. Make sure you like and share 670 The Score. But there's one guy who, no matter what we're talking about, he takes it to Colin Kaepernick or to the anthem or to the flag. Don't worry. At some point in the show, because he's one of those guys who doesn't want to hear about something but loves hearing about it. Much like all the people who don't want me to talk about things that affect, you know, people who look like me. But this guy says, out of nowhere, Dan, stand for the anthem or lose your job. And everybody in the chat was like, hey, they're talking about the Cubs and the Bears right now. So don't worry. We'll have a little something for you before we're out of here, because a collusion suit has been filed.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And it probably effectively ends Colin Kaepernick's career. But it also
changes the CBA and actually terminates the CBA if they can go through with it. But
upon discovery, and it does, they've asked for an expedited discovery, which means that there could be, if granted, could open up the books of a lot of teams, a lot of emails and a lot of exchanges and a lot of owners. Now,
when the president talks to an owner and that owner's tune changes after he kneels, I mean, there's some things there. There's some Supreme Court situations, 1943.